Good evening. We want to first of all apologize for the delay, but I guess as you know, a few things have happened since we last tuned in, right? So we're just trying to get ourselves together, and that's what we've been trying to do, and I think we're there. So so now that we are at that point, we would like for you to stand for a moment. And we're going to do a prayer. And, as we get ready to pray, we don't want to just jump into it, but let's ease into this for a moment. And let our thoughts settle, our minds settle, the molecules that we've been carrying around all day, let's let all these molecules come together within us. And let whatever mind, body, and soul things are fragmented within us, let those things come together before we speak a word. Amen. Eternal God, our Father, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Lord God, we ask that you would watch on this assembly and bless everyone who is here. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, and make us be active to do your will. Let the spirit of wisdom and peace abide in this place, that we might carry that forth when we say what was done here today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
May we see. Just want to say that this has been quite a week, and certainly quite a 3 months. Here in Northern California. Who would have thought that 2009, last year when we were all thinking about the New Year's, on New Year's Eve, who would have thought that we'd be in what we're in right now? But we're here, and we're here for a reason. We're here because with the shedding of blood, communities have now awakened. You know, in the Bible, where Cain kills Abel and then is questioned about the killing, he says, "Well, am I my brother's keeper? I don't have to watch him. Ain't my turn to watch him. I kill him, you find him." But God's reply, as it says in the Bible, "Thy brother's blood calls to me from the earth." I looked that up, and actually that word in English is singular. But in the original Hebrew, it's plural. "Thy brother's bloods cry from the earth." Y'all with me today?
Yes.
Thy brother's bloods, not just his blood, but his blood. When your blood is spilled, particularly when you die, that's your life essence, but that's just your personal life essence. That's your family's life essence. That's your ancestors' life essence. That's all of the gifts that God has blessed your family with on your genetic material. All of that spill into the earth. So then it's no wonder that time after time we find that people die in mysterious ways and then their blood cries from the earth. Like that woman who was found in her house. 7 years. What kind of children would leave their mother's house uninvestigated for 7 years? Her blood cried from the earth. Oscar Grant, not a rich man, not a famous man, but his blood cried from the earth. And that's what's brought us together, many of us. And now, we have more blood, more shedding of blood. And people have wondered, well, what's the black community going to do about these cops? Are they going to show up and protest and memorialize? But that question assumes that they're proportional experience. You see, when Oscar Grant was killed, he didn't have no guns. And he was just him. And he didn't have no training to kill nobody. Now, in the second incident, we can't say that of any of the people involved, right? Everybody was strapped. The cops were strapped, and the young man was strapped. All of them dead now. All of them failed. They didn't fail. The system failed. The system put those white cops in the community in a built-in failure mechanism. Yes. How can you have a major police station, y'all hear me? Yes. A major police station in the Eastmont Mall.
Hello.
And less than 200 yards away is supposed to be the roughest part of town. What's up with that, as Seinfeld would say? So, here we have a situation where close to the police department, it ain't safe. Not for you or me or the police. Something's wrong with that picture. The system failed not only the men, the white men, who are in uniform to protect them, it failed that young man who spent the last 12 years of his life in and out of jail.
Yes.
If he was a monster last week, the boy wasn't born no monster. If those cops were racist, they wasn't born racist.
Yes.
Everybody became that way after starting out another way. So then we have to have a perspective on this, my friends. It's like the eagle's perspective. See, there's a difference between the perspective of an eagle and the perspective of a rodent or a snake. I'm just trying to make it plain here. Because there's a lot of feelings out in the world right now. People say, well, this was justified and that was justified. But I'm saying, just check yourself on your perspective. Are you looking at it from the perspective of a rodent or a snake? Or are you looking at it from that eagle perspective? Because if you're looking at it from that eagle perspective, you see that nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Hello. You can see what forces are at play that put them, everybody, into a trick bag that day. And now you can see the forces at play if you take the eagle's perspective of what we must do. One more point on the eagle, my brother. You know that, y'all know if y'all ever noticed these golden eagles that fly around these hills. But they can fly and circle upward. All birds can do this, but the eagle does it the best. And they find hot spots on the earth. And they can rise above the hot spot just by gliding.
Yes.
They don't flap their wings when they're gaining altitude. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that right now, we need to rise above this hot spot, my friends. Take that eagle perspective. We don't have to fight hard. We just have to use our eyes. Use what God has given us. See the truth. Know the truth. And the truth will set us all free. It'll set those officers and their families free. And it'll set that community free where their lives were given and that young man forfeited his life. Thank you.
Thank you.